It all started a little over 65 years ago. A couple of Aquinas students refused to settle their differences other than violently. So a school priest drew a ring around the combatants and said, if you're gonna fight, at least put a nickel in for the missions. It's a long-standing tradition that causes the names to repeat through families like the Enrights, the Bells, the Ephronis, the Deacons. Kathy Wade has been co-organizing the mission bouts for the past 8 years. She's an ex-boxing mother for two children, and her husband boxed at Aquinas in the 1950s. Wade says she took all those punches also.
Like a typical mother, we hurt for them, but their pride in what they accomplished is the bottom line to it. And the friendships they make, these boys will hit each other and they hug and they stay friends for years and years and years. I enjoy watching the boys and girls improve, learn skills, take pride in what they can do and what they get out of the program as people.
Dozens of boys and girls, almost entirely without any boxing experience, start off in the program each year. And some don't stick it out for the 2.5 months of training. Don Schwab, class of 1990 and 4-year boxing veteran, is the head trainer of the Mission Bouts program.
Yeah, actually, for the first 2 weeks of training, it's probably not one punch that's actually thrown. It's all cardiovascular training, a lot of sit-ups, push-ups, squat thrusts. We have what we call the Stairs Club, and that's a group of guys that love to just run up and down the stairs every night that we can. We teach them the basics of boxing, and beyond that is the hard work and the conditioning and self-esteem and just confidence in each and every one of them that gets up there.
The negativity that still nags the sport of boxing too many times is justified. The missions goes the positive route.
We try to be the example of what the good is out of the boxing. We try to exemplify that it's more than just learning how to fight, but it's learning the art of boxing. We do look back to some of those great role models like Ali and Foreman and, you know, the guys who are the great personalities and who really give back to the community and the people. But more than anything, we try to embed in these kids that come through here some good values, teach them what hard work is about, give them a sense of success. I know that when I was here that this had a really big influence on me and shaping my values and my work ethics and raising my level of performance in the classroom and outside of the classroom.
A touch of strep throat and the accompanying ailments couldn't keep sophomore Jennifer Scarrett from coming back her second time and boxing in the 65th Mission's opening bout.
No, I wanted to do this so bad that even the first week that's the hardest. Coming back over a year of not doing it or even as a freshman, never having done it before. The first week is really hard and you have to hang in there and think about how much you really want to do this. And self-discipline, you have to learn to push yourself even though you're tired. It's a lot of fun, you know, everybody coming here cheering you on, it's, I don't know, you can't beat it.
Senior Mike Reisinger completed his 4th year of Mission Bouts this season. He got started because his dad was an Aquinas boxer. No doubt they both heard it every year from school friends, not to disappoint and put a hurtin' on the foe. But the younger Reisinger won't forget what got him to fight night.
How to dedicate yourself to a sport, the love for the sport, how someone's got to work within themselves, and if they work hard enough, they can reach their goal. If you win or lose, doesn't really matter. It's that you tried out. There's 30 kids, and out of all the Aquinas student body, you know, you bust your butt and you showed it.
The 65th Mission Bouts. I'm Bill Flint.